Good afternoon. I'm Mugilan Mariappan, and today I'll be talking about our system, GraphBolt. This is a joint work with my PhD advisor, Keval Vora, at Simon Fraser University. Large-scale graph processing has become really popular. Applications like PageRank in web graphs, community detection in social networks, and flow of information over network exemplify the widespread utility of graphs in various domains. Graphs naturally evolve over time, and so we have streaming graph processing, where the graph computations are run continuously in order to provide results reflecting the latest state of the graph. As you can imagine, maintaining low processing latency becomes very important to produce timely results that reflect the latest graph version. Furthermore, technologies have already evolved to a point where data generation rates have surpassed sub-millisecond latencies. For example, Alibaba's Alipay graph receives 2 billion updates per day, and on special days like Singles Day, it was operating at 250,000 transactions per second. So, balancing high processing throughput also becomes important to provide timely results during such high mutation rates. Various streaming graph processing systems have been developed that try to maintain low processing latency and high processing throughput. At the heart of these systems is an incremental iterative processing engine that accepts changes in graph structure and incrementally adjusts the result. The goal of incorporating such incremental processing is to reuse the work that has already been done before so that processing can solely focus on the graph structure changes and their impact on the final result. For example, systems like Tornado and GraphWin directly start from graph mutation points using the final results that have been computed so far and then spread these changes throughout the rest of the graph. In order to guarantee full correctness, they often rely on strategies like tag propagation, wherein first you propagate tags throughout the graph starting at mutation points and then reset the values for the vertices that got tagged. However, recent works have shown that such tag propagation strategies often end up throwing the majority of the results, even when tags are propagated carefully in an algorithm-aware manner. This severely limits incremental processing, as nearly all values are recomputed from scratch. To avoid this, we have proactive systems like Kickstarter, which maintain value dependencies and incrementally refine them on graph mutation. This significantly improves performance, as it is able to incrementally adjust majority of the values via incremental processing. However, Kickstarter relies on monotonic relation between the computed path values to maintain these lightweight dependencies. Even though this works well for monotonic graph algorithms, it cannot be applied to more general non-monotonic graph algorithms. Let's look at how non-monotonic graph algorithms behave when we continuously process as the graph evolves. In the plot, I'm showing the number of vertices that produce incorrect results when we perform label propagation as the graph is changing. It is interesting to see that after just one graph change, more than 1.5 million vertices were off from their correct results. Furthermore, these inaccuracies keep accumulating as the graph evolves and quickly affect up to 3 million vertices. Note that we use incorrectness measure as defined by the algorithm where the difference is greater than 1%. Even if we relax the definition and tolerate up to 10% of inaccuracies, we still see a good number of vertices with incorrect results. And we observed such incorrect behavior for several graph algorithms like belief propagation, collaborative filtering, and CoEM. So what's really happening here? Given a graph G, when an algorithm starts from initial values I, it converges on the final results RG. If the graph structure changes in the middle of computation, then the results start diverging away based on the changed graph structure. However, the results that computed are neither for the old version of the graph nor for the changed version of the graph. This is because the computations that happened before graph mutation correctly satisfied dependencies for G, but not for the mutated graph GM. So to process the streaming graph incrementally, we need to transform the intermediate results using the correct dependencies enforced by GM. Once that happens, we can use those values to compute the correct final results. To achieve this, we designed GraphBolt to perform dependency-driven incremental processing of streaming graphs. By carefully refining intermediate values, GraphBolt guarantees bulk synchronous parallel semantics which is required to reason about the convergence and correctness properties of various graph algorithms. We achieve this through a lightweight dependence tracking mechanism and a refinement process that incrementally corrects the dependencies based on the graph structure changes. In this talk, I will focus on the dependence tracking and the refinement aspects of GraphBolt. Let's take a step back and quickly look at a bulk synchronous parallel execution on the small graph of 4 vertices and 5 edges. At an iteration k, the value of all the vertices are computed using the value of their incoming neighbors coming from iteration k minus 1. The dependencies are such that at an iteration t plus 1, the value of a vertex is dependent on its in-neighbors values from previous iteration t. Let's see how these dependencies are violated when graph structure changes. Consider an edge y to v which gets added at iteration k. When vertex v computes its value in the next iteration, it will include the value from vertex y. Doing this satisfies the dependencies of v at iteration k plus 1. But what about its value in iteration k? On the right, I'm showing how the graph would get processed if the edge y to v was always present from the start. This is our ideal scenario, which results in correct convergence. We can see that for iteration k, the value of vertex v is computed using only two in-neighbors in our streaming graph, whereas in the ideal scenario, the value would have been computed using all the three in-neighbors. So v's value in iteration k is incorrect, since it doesn't satisfy the dependency between y and v. And all the values computed using this incorrect value of v are also incorrect. We can similarly argue about v's value at iterations prior to k, since they too don't satisfy the dependencies of the newly added edge. The same thing can be observed upon edge deletions. Before edge u to v gets deleted at iteration k, the value of vertex v was computed using the value from vertex u. But in the ideal case, vertex v would have never used u's value. This means the dependency between u and v prior to edge deletion is incorrect. So in GraphBolt, we incrementally correct these dependency violations so that the dependencies defined under bulk synchronous parallel semantics are correctly satisfied. A straightforward way to do this is to keep track of all the values flowing between vertices. With this information, whenever graph structure changes, we can incrementally recompute our incorrect vertex values by correcting the value flow based on the updated dependencies. However, this requires keeping track of information that is in the order of edges per iteration, which is expensive. So we want to limit the amount of information to be tracked. To understand how we do that, let's first zoom into the computation of a vertex value. Basically, vertex computations occur in two steps. First, values from incoming neighbors get aggregated, and then this aggregated value is used to compute the new vertex value. So instead of tracking each individual value flowing across the edges, we've only tracked this aggregated value for each vertex. By doing so, we limit the amount of tracking in order of vertices in worst case. Note that to perform incremental processing using the aggregated values, we also need the dependency information that explain how these values should be corrected. This information can, however, be directly inferred from the graph, so we don't need to explicitly track this information. Now let's look at how GraphBolt incrementally refines the captured aggregation values whenever graph mutates. Basically, our goal is to ensure that the aggregated values reflect correct dependencies for the mutated graph. As we saw earlier, dependency violations occur at every iteration, and they keep on propagating as iterations progress. So we incrementally correct the aggregated values starting from the first iteration. At each step, the refinement process needs to take care of two things: the direct changes caused by edge additions and deletions, and the transitive changes in subsequent iterations resulting from these direct changes. For example, for the newly added edge y to v, GraphBolt propagates y's value from iteration 0 to vertex v in iteration 1. Similarly, for deleted edge u to v, GraphBolt retracts the value of u from v. These changes get incrementally incorporated in the aggregated value of v, which is then used to compute its correct value. After this, the change in v's value has to be incrementally incorporated in its outneighbor values. This is the transitive change that GraphBolt incrementally corrects in the next iteration. So in the next iteration, again, the direct changes from edge addition, deletion are candled, and also the transitive change from V is propagated to its out neighbor Y. Note that as this incremental refinement progresses through iterations, the dependencies for all vertices get correctly satisfied in those iterations. This means the values computed across those iterations become consistent under BSP semantics for the mutated graph. And this BSP guarantee is maintained till the very end, giving us correct results. It is important to note that GraphBolt supports incremental refinement of different aggregation types. For example, algorithms like belief propagation have complex aggregations where they first transform the incoming vertex value and then combine these transformed vertex values. For such complex aggregation, refinement entails sending two values across the vertices, the old value and the new value. Both these values are transformed to compute the incremental change. On the other hand, there are simple aggregations like sum, for which incremental refinement is performed by directly propagating the value changes. So GraphBolt allows expressing incremental versions of both complex and simple aggregations. I won't go into too much detail in here, but basically, for each newly added edge, source vertex's old value is propagated to the destination vertex. And for every deleted edge, source vertex's old value is removed from the destination's aggregation. And then the transitive changes are handled by removing the old value and propagating the new value based on the mutated graph. For complex aggregations, this happens in two steps: first remove and then propagate. While for simple aggregations, the change in value is directly propagated to find the final change. There are several other details that went into realizing incremental processing in GraphBolt, which I haven't discussed today. There is a reasoning about various aggregation properties, supporting non-decomposable aggregation like min-max, pruning strategies to reduce the memory footprint, hybrid execution model, and specifics about the data structure and the parallelization model. I would strongly urge you to check the paper or feel free to ask me after the talk. We evaluated GraphBolt on several graph algorithms that require bulk synchronous parallel semantics. And these graph algorithms are a good mix of simple and complex aggregations. For example, in label propagation, the aggregation is simple, so the affected vertices directly propagate change in values for transitive changes. Whereas in collaborative filtering, the aggregation is complex, so here the affected vertices propagate the old value and the new value to handle the transitive change. We evaluated these algorithms on multiple input graphs going all the way up to 6.6 billion edges. And we used a 32-core server whose configuration is listed on the slide. Here, we compare three systems. First is Ligra in green, which doesn't do incremental computation. And when graph mutates, it throws away the results and restarts computation. Second is GraphBolt Reset in yellow, which performs incremental computation. But when the graph structure changes, it throws away the results and restarts incremental computation. Third is our GraphBolt system in violet, which does dependency-driven incremental processing. So it doesn't throw the results on graph mutation and reuses the values that have been computed. Both GraphBolt and GraphBolt Reset process incrementally, but GraphBolt Reset throws away the results on graph mutation and restarts computation, whereas GraphBolt leverages the dependency information to reuse the computed values. Here I'm showing the execution times for different algorithms on Frenchter and Twitter graph. So lower means better here. And I'm showing the execution times for 1,000 edge updates at a time, 10,000 edge updates at a time, and 100,000 edge updates at a time to reflect different mutation rates. Even though Ligra and GraphBolt Reset throw away all the values on graph mutation, GraphBolt Reset performs better than Ligra, mainly because it incrementally computes across iterations. And GraphBolt is the fastest among all the three systems because GraphBolt uses the dependency information to incrementally adjust the computed values, and so it is able to react quickly to graph changes. Focusing only on GraphBolt and GraphBolt Reset, GraphBolt performs faster because it doesn't redo all the work. In the textured plots, I am showing the work done by GraphBolt and GraphBolt reset for each case. Basically, we are comparing the number of edges processed and the numbers are normalized with respect to GraphBolt reset. As we can see, GraphBolt performs much lesser work because it only operates on value changes. Its dependency-driven incremental processing is able to guide the processing so that it is limited to affected values only. In label propagation, which uses simple aggregation, GraphBolt processes less than 10% of the edges, resulting in up to 24 times faster processing. Belief propagation, which uses a complex aggregation, also benefits from GraphBolt's incremental processing. We observe 8 to 23x speedup because GraphBolt processes less than 8% of the edges. And as expected, more edge mutations result in more incremental corrections. But still, GraphBolt is able to process up to 28 times faster than simply resetting. We have detailed experiments that thoroughly test GraphBolt across various settings. For example, we vary the mutation workload type such that it impacts very few values to a large amount of computed values. We also vary the graph mutation rates between one mutation at a time to 1 million edge mutations at a time. This tests GraphBolt's reactiveness as well as its throughput. And we also processed on larger server to test how GraphBolt scales on the large Yahoo graph. In the interest of time, I won't be presenting these today, but do check the paper if you're interested. Finally, we compare the performance of GraphBolt with differential data flow, which is a general purpose incremental data flow system. On the left, I am showing the execution times for PageRank on Twitter graph for varying mutation rates, from single edge update up to 10,000 edge updates at a time. Since differential data flow operates on generalized update streams, it is able to process streaming graphs. However, this generality comes at a cost. GraphBolt, on the other hand, is graph aware, and so it outperforms differential data flow by a huge margin. In fact, as mutation rates increase, the difference in performance increases quickly, going from 7 times faster than differential data flow on single edge mutations to 41 times faster with 10,000 edge mutations. On the right, I'm showing the execution times for continuous stream of single edge updates. So every point represents the time taken to incrementally compute based on a single edge mutation. Some edge mutations impact the overall computation more than the others, which results in a very high variance for differential data flow. GraphBolt, on the other hand, processes these mutations very efficiently, which reduces its variance. The consistent yellow line basically accounts for the runtime management in GraphBolt, for example, data structure maintenance and parallelization model. So today I gave a brief overview of GraphBolt that incrementally processes streaming graphs in real time. And it does this while simultaneously guaranteeing bulk synchronous parallel semantics. While several techniques went into realizing GraphBolt, the two key techniques we saw today were tracking lightweight dependencies at aggregation level and performing incremental refinement with simple and complex aggregation types. If you're looking to run your graph analytics on graph streams, we would invite you to consider using GraphBolt. With that, I would like to thank you for your attention, and I would be happy to answer any questions.
Hi there, Petros Maniatis, Google Brain. I was wondering, do you have any idea what would happen if you have multiple computations that stack compose? So for example, if you have a graph neural network, there's multiple layers that do aggregation, they do some linear transformations. Mm-hmm. So the cost of maintaining all these updatable aggregates becomes, I'm guessing, bigger. Have you tried to look at such composed computations?
So the way we handle such aggregations is we don't necessarily have to maintain the aggregation values for almost all the iterations. The thing is, we have some pruning techniques, as I've mentioned it in the slide. So what we do is we maintain these aggregation values only for a certain number of iterations. That is till the memory permits. And until this particular iteration, you update the dependencies. I mean, you refine these dependencies based on the graph changes. And after this particular iteration, you run a pass over them and you find out what vertices are still not converge, and you do a normal incremental processing for the rest of the way. So this is one way of tackling such an issue.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, no more questions, then let's thank our speaker again.
Thank you.